Sportscast Sports Talk 101 on digital radio, on the app, on your smart speaker, on Twitter, YouTube, Twitch.tv, and Facebook. Sportscast Sports Talk 101.
Discuss, debate, entertain, and loud.
Sportscast Sports Talk 101.
Yo, just figured I'd tune in for sports talk at the beach. You know, it's waves are going, it's hot as hell, but I had to put a shirt on because nobody wanted to see that luau-ness that I was rocking there. That may have ended the whole damn sports talk.
Exactly.
Sportscast would have been over if with that one. Oh, man. No, you know what? We actually got quite a bit to talk about. Not just wrestling. We are focusing. Going to be talking Raw, SmackDown. Raw had some fantastic stuff going on. Some pre, you know. I'm trying to figure out what the highlight was, and I'm pretty sure it wasn't Elias. It was
Bobby, dude, he got oiled in the face, man.
Theory is so full of himself, it makes me laugh when he comes out there and just tries to do the poses. And how hard it was, Lashley, to try to to not laugh. I don't even know if the GM was holding back tears of laughter.
Yeah, it was kind of gross seeing them all oiled up, all in the face. I mean, you didn't see that coming. And then you look at Theory next to Bobby, man. Like, that's like a giant, man. Like, he's like just like, why would you even do a pose?
Ripped.
He is ripped. Like a pose? Oh my god! Come on, man.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. I will say it was pretty funny. It was a good highlight there. I'm trying to see if I can find. Let's see. We got to get some money.
You got shows. You had AJ Styles going up.
You know what? AJ did a pretty damn good job, in my opinion. I'm liking where that one's going. But this is. I'm going to share the screen here real quick. There's no video clips, so we don't have to worry about audio issues. But that's all we got. That's enough right there. Yeah. Thankfully, Jeff's not in the chat because he would have gotten way too excited off of this one. Yeah. I love how they word it too, because I don't even know how I could have been able to word that.
Actually, suffers a blinding attack after besting Theory.
I mean, no disrespect to Theory. I mean, the dude is ripped, but I'm sorry, you're not anywhere near. That's like trying to say that Tua is the same level as Brady. That there's in the NFL. You are nowhere near on Bobby Lashley's level. Bobby looks the same as he did when he was in the when he was back in the ECW days.
Yeah, he does.
I don't think he's lost a step there.
Let's talk about AJ Styles and Seth freaking Rollins, boy.
I think that was the best match of the night. That was fantastic. I'm not going to show the clip.
I was hoping AJ was going to break his ankle, man. He had him in that hole.
He did, and it was just a few. But that was a fantastic match overall, though.
Yeah. Money in the Bank qualifying match, but you know who was going to win that, right?
Oh yeah, we know that. That was clearly to go after the fact that he took care of not having to deal with poor Cody Rhodes after that gnarly injuries. Right. I watched the clip for this one with Doudrop, and I hate Nikki.
Man, come on, man. I saw
Doudrop come off the top rope and land on who was it? Was it Liv?
Yeah.
I thought she was going to break her in half. Liv is built, and but Doudrop, that's like a Mack truck dropping on someone.
I mean, can you imagine Doudrop falling on poor Alex Bliss?
Oh my God. Yeah, I don't know who it was that she dropped on, but Alexa got her butt handed to her for a good chunk of that.
Yeah, she did.
But
the girls won.
It was funny, though. They were talking after the match, and it was like, you know, I'm gonna be the. I'm sorry, but we lives to was telling Alexa, she's like, we can't be friends no more because you know I'm gonna win the thing, and then Alexa right at the end says, actually, Liv, I'm gonna win, and then runs off, and then you just see Liv chasing after her, yelling, "No, I'm gonna win," and it was fun. Like I like that stuff. It's entertaining. I'm kind of worried for Bianca because, look, I really wanted somebody else to win the title. I'm hoping to God that Rhea Ripley doesn't, but well, I don't know. She scares me.
Rhea Ripley told her, "I got smacked in the mouth. My teeth was knocked out, and you know what? I liked it."
Dude, Ripley scares me on so many levels. Like, I worry. But you know you got the bro.
Well, you know, I mean, hey, he can't Riddle? Go after the title. If you...
Riddle, but you know what? How many times have they done that? And if for all, anybody that watches wrestling, if you watch AEW, doesn't matter if it's AEW, WWE, whatever, they always have at some point in time they will always throw that stipulation in, and you know it's only a matter of time before whoever has the title is going to lose it, because then whoever they want to push is going to go after it at that point.
Oh, yeah.
Riddle, I just can't. If he wins the title, I'm done. I can't watch Raw anymore or SmackDown.
Bro, come on now. Come on, Vet. Bro.
I can't do it. Like, I can't do it. Because it's like it brings back memories when I'm in high school. Not because I was a pothead. I had friends that were like that. Stoned out of their mind half the time. That's all he reminds me of. Dude. He's the, and I'm just like, I can't do it. I'm sorry, I just can't.
Actually, I think the Uzo brothers, I think they're more stoned and getting caught.
I don't know how the hell they pulled that shit off.
God, dude. Let me can you lift up real quick? Rey Mysterio, good Lord, did you see his that finishing move, that
Vampire?
I thought he was going to break Rey Mysterio in half with that finishing move.
I've seen Rey's gotten beat up. He's gone up against big people. The Big Show, Batista. Right. You know, he's had difficult matches. He's like Rocky Balboa going up against the ultimate underdog. But Veer just like damn near broke the guy in half. I don't understand with that one. I did like Mustafa Ali. I actually like him, but I love the fact that he got one move on Chad and then did that. Oh, I cannot stand the shush thing. I hate that. That irritates me so much because it brings back memories of home, mostly because I'm from the South. So I just can hear picture my family doing that shit to me.
Well, I'm glad Mustafa won. I'm glad.
I am too.
My boy won. He won. Oh my God. Did you see him pick up KO and slam him on that steel step?
We all know the stuff that goes along with wrestling with WWE. There's only so much that you can fake. There ain't no faking that. I watched that a couple of times just to double check. My eyes weren't deceiving me because, you know, guys, I am old. There's, you know, the gray's setting in, so old age is hitting me like a ton of bricks. There was no fake in that one. I felt that in my back. I think I left watching that clip with back problems. So now I'm concerned because we all know that that's Elias. That is not Ezekiel. That's Elias. He's just a liar. But I'm concerned because supposedly Elias is showing up next week on Monday Night Raw. I've heard, though, there were people like, well, you know, they're just going to bring Damian Sandow. And I'm like, oh, damn, I haven't seen him in ages. You know what? I'd be okay with that for some weird reason.
Right.
But I felt bad for KO with that hit. But I also felt bad because Dana Brooke got her ass handed to her.
Dude.
Becky Lynch is pissed.
Well, did you see Asuka?
Woo, did I ever? I watched that. She came out like a bull in a china shop. I don't even know what happened. All I heard was screaming. I'm not sure I'm pretty sure it was a different language, but it wasn't the Liv Morgan, "I'm going to scream and pierce your lungs." It was just, and she just bulldozed over her.
Yeah.
And I don't think Becky realized what was happening, but dude, Becky is no joke when she's pissed. She is nasty when she's mad.
Yeah, but you know the
I do like her accent though. I love where she's from.
These are two of my favorite like women wrestlers.
But man. Becky with the accent, cause where she's from, when right. she's pissed off, it sounds even better.
Right.
Make sure the door shut so I don't get you. I'm looking over my shoulder. Let me check the beach. I don't want to get drowned in or anything.
Asuka ain't nothing to play with.
No, she's not. She's vicious too. She's got a vicious side just as on the same level as Becky when Becky is like pushed to the limits.
Right.
God bless Paul Heyman, dude. God bless Paul Heyman. Cause to not react when Riddle asked The Miz about his balls, to not react at all. And you know damn well The Miz, that's 2 weeks in a row that he's had that brought up, has had to hold back laughing.
Right,
especially right. when his wife Maurice is out there saying, well, he's got average balls. Right, I mean, he's exactly. got the huge. I'm just like, you know what? It's WWE. It's World Wrestling Entertainment. And at this point, I'm entertained. I love it. So, I mean, that's basically our highlights. There wasn't a whole lot left.
You got Jimmy Uso. He did defeat Montez Ford.
He got lucky. Although I won't say he got lucky because there was an interference, which was surprising. I honestly thought there was. That was a good one-on-one matchup. There are a lot of times with the Usos that they tend to, you know, utilize one partner to help the other one out, and there wasn't. It was a true one-on-one match. I'm still a fan of the Street Profits because, dude, they got some jumps, but this is the one I'm scared about. Yeah. For a part, so if we look ahead with WWE, because we'll shift over to AEW, Money in the Bank. Who's your favorite to win Money in the Bank for the men's Money in the Bank?
Come on, dude. You know who's going to win that. Freaking.
No, I don't know. Because I want to see Montez win it. I think if he got on the top rope, he could jump and just catch it. But I'm scared. This is the one I'm worried about getting somehow finding a way to win it. Would be the Nigerian Giant.
No, he gonna climb and he gonna be afraid of heights and fall down.
I know Seth is gonna win it. I know, like, that part of me knows that that's what's gonna happen. The women's one. So what do we think on the women's? Because I'm not sure on that one. I want to say Becky. That's who I want to win it. I don't know if she is.
I got Becky to win it.
Yeah,
doing it because she did lose to Bianca, and I think they're gonna let her win it. And
I'm not a Bianca fan. Is it bad that I'm not a fan of Bianca Belair?
I respect her muscles and her ponytail, but
damn.
What you got?
So I do want to. So we're shifting to talk about AEW, and I do have to say, so AEW announced a new match without the Hardys for Road Rager, but I also found out that Jeff has been suspended without
DUI. Yeah.
God Almighty. Oh, and I was so looking forward to watching the Hardys win the tag team title one last time.
Well, Tony Khan did say that he is out without pay, but they're going to give him the help that he needs. But
at least he's getting that because let's be honest.
How many times though, man?
Like, that's the thing that I'm worried about because how many times did he have that with WWE and even WWF and WCW and TNA? Is there any others that I'm forgetting? Ring of Honor, maybe? I don't know.
I mean, if I was Matt, I'd be like, dude, you look, come on, man. I was doing really good over here.
Some whack job. He wasn't the priest weirdo that he was doing. You know, it was the Hardy Boys, and that's what I liked. And then they had to just go and let Matt ruin it again. Yeah. Bonehead.
He's got a problem, man.
He's always had that, and that's what. Yeah, just it hasn't gone away. I'm trying to find where the.
I would love Diamond Dallas Page to get a hold of him because I know Diamond Dallas Page. He's helped a lot of down and out wrestlers, and I would love to see him work with him.
Yeah. So
Jake the Snake Roberts.
Yeah. So here we go.
Woo!
This is what's leading AEW's next pay-per-view. The AEW, and as we all, you know, the fact we're talking interim AEW World Championship match, and that's because CM Punk had to step down.
Man, that really, really, he finally comes back. He gets the World Championship, and
then he gets injured.
He gets injured, dude.
But you do. But I like what I do like is that Tony's like, no, bro, we're not just taking it away from you. You know, this isn't the WWE. He didn't say it that way, but we know that's exactly what this was. It's we're putting in place an interim champion until you're back, and then you will be champion when you come back. I like that they're doing that. They're not just stripping him of the title. You know, like a certain other promotional wrestling company, like, you know, WWE did to Edge. When he had to retire and relinquish the title, hey. He never lost it. Edge never lost it.
Hey, you can't show up and defend it. Too bad. Y'all ass shouldn't have got hurt.
But I also do like they did talk to Wardlow about why he was not entering in for this match. Because you know damn well if Wardlow had entered, he would have won it. He would have been, I guarantee he would have been the winner of that interim. But he said, I don't want to enter it. I want Punk to come back. I want him to have the title and be 100% ready, and then I'm going to take the title from him. And I'm like, oh, damn. I was like, that I like.
Well, you know, Wardlow, I mean, he did like...
Dude, he is a... I love listening to his chants, because I hear Wardlow, I hear it, but what when I'm watching it, I hear the fans say Wardlow, but in my mind, I'm just hearing Goldberg... Goldberg, you know, the WCW era Goldberg in his prime that just barreled through everybody.
He beat the snot out of Punk. If you guys don't remember, he powerbombed him over and over, and MJ was like, do it again, and Wardlow was like, what, do it again, boom, boom, over and over. Yeah, I don't think Punk ain't ready for that.
No, I don't think so either, but I'm ready to watch this one.
Oh, this so I do follow New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Okay,
and, this is epic right here, folks.
This is something you would never see on WWE because they don't partner with anybody. They either buy you out or they just run their own promotions into the ground. This is where you actually get to see stuff.
That's right. Hi, do you want to feel more popular?
Fake news.
Oh, okay.
Let's add that to the block list. Oh, there it goes. It's gone. I mean, I do want to feel more popular, but I want to pay for it.
Talking about it. Rick is popular. We're sports cast.
I'm a celebrity, damn it. But you know who I don't know much about New Japan, so like that's why I'm actually glad that you do, because I don't know. I wouldn't know who to go on this one, so I don't know Hiroshi, and I don't even want to... Tanahashi.
If I was John Mox and Hiroshi, I would go with Hiroshi, man.
I mean, I like Moxley. I like Moxley.
I like Moxley. Hiroshi is like, I mean, dude, he's like Hulk Hogan / Cody Rhodes out there.
In damn. He's so what are your thoughts on Jake Hager? Now, this is just like tonight on Impact.
I was looking at that.
I was looking at it, too, because there's only so much on Forbidden. And we've got like 40 minutes. We've still got 10 minutes. And the basketball ain't going to take much. We already know what that's going to be. If we even want to just mention NBA real quick, we can.
I'll tell you right now.
I'll just do this.
All right. Warriors gave me a huge scare in the third quarter because Celtics came back and was leading. But good Lord, in the fourth, Wiggins, oh my God. Thank you, Wiggins. Matter of fact, let me give you the box score. Wiggins, he did about, 26 points. Klay Thompson did 21 points. Wasn't a good night for Steph Curry. He was 16 points.
But you know what? How much does he already do on a daily basis? I think he can have a night off once in a while.
You know what? I agree.
Just saying.
Get a chance. Wiggins did another nasty dunk. He's trying to do posters on these fools, man. But in the very beginning, Warriors was dominating. And in the first quarter, and then they started letting the Celtics come back. And then around the third quarter, Celtics were in the lead. And then I was like, oh, my God, they're going to let these guys just take this. But then Klay Thompson, man, he was shooting some Wiggins. And, I mean, they were just killing it, killing it. And the Warriors pulled it out. So now one more and we get another championship. You will see me in downtown San Francisco holding, probably Lord. Getting up on the float, cops holding me down. I just want to touch the trophy, you know. Nah, let me stop. But
your wife's in the background.
I know.
He's going to do it, guys. He's going to do it. I ain't been holding him out, though.
Shout out to Shanti. They played the clip when I said I was worried about Celtics, and my friend says, man, why don't you go on over to the Celtics then since you're so scared? And I'm just like, you know, that's not what I meant. I'm just like, if there was one team from the East, I mean, look, we're already, like, we're going to game six?
It's yeah.
Over. It's so, I mean, we win, it's done. It's done, but Celtics can easily come back. They almost did in the third quarter. They were leading, but
I mean, it takes one thing to happen to change the narrative of the game. I just, you know, hey, so it's not like it couldn't. It's not like it couldn't happen, right?
We got home field. We had the home field, and that's home field helps, man. Because Chase Center was rocking and. Man, yep, I am excited.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna. I would say that anything can happen because it's sports. That's just the nature of the game. But my money's on the Warriors to win it.
I hope so, man. I mean, you got a bunch of. I mean, they've been there. They're veterans. They've been a team for quite a long time. These guys on the Celtics haven't been. Together as much as the Warriors have been together, and I don't know, man.
Yeah.
You know, Wiggins is hot. Hell, it might be what's his name? I mean, he won a championship. He might go off. Curry might go off. Klay might go off.
That's all it takes for. I mean, I never say don't count out Curry because you count him out, it's done. That's like always, you know, you count out LeBron, you could be done. So I mean. He's already done, so he may as well retire at this point.
And that's not the only playoffs going. We got the hockey playoffs, and me and Vet talk. Vet's going with Colorado with me, right? You going with Colorado?
Oh, hell no. Tampa, baby. Tampa.
Yes. All right. Tampa. All right, folks. You heard it here. Going to Denver, Colorado. They're going to win the championship.
Let me get a shoe. I've been waiting to find a way to utilize that stupid thing. Man. That's basically it. We're gonna save the NFL is getting for the last. So we'll touch base real quick back with AEW.
So you asked.
So I'm not pulling up. This is tonight. So yeah. I'm not showing. Dude, I'm sorry for Jake Hager, but dude, Eddie Kingston's gonna whoop your ass. Dude, I'm sorry.
Man, Jake going knock crap out of Eddie.
Jake's
man.
Jake's got agility. I will say that. I don't know. It'd be like Eddie. He just seems like that brawler, like from that Brooklyn brawler style. Right. Just gonna whoop your head. Jake, though. I mean, I remember. You know, we all know who that really is. That was, you know, when he was in the WWE. I couldn't stand him then.
So you up top, you got another group of. So you got FTR. And you got Trent Barrett.
Yeah.
Up again. Now, Will, oh my God. These guys are from New Japan. These guys are tough.
So, yeah, the new ones that are from New Japan, I don't know many of them. Yeah. I know FTR and Trent, you know, they're no joke either.
Well, somebody said that you was one of the FTR guys. Is that true? you know, are you moonlighting as one of the FTR? No, but
you know, I gotta have a side gig, right?
FTR, I mean, they already had a match and they actually beat those guys with Trent. All right, wait a minute, hold on, wait a minute. That already happened, dude. What am I talking about?
Is
I
like that.
I watched that already.
It's June 10th. Shit.
I watched that. Yeah. I watched that.
Oh, shit. That's right. That is June 10th. Well, yeah. We can touch base.
No, I can tell you because I watched
it. We'll talk on it because I just noticed that was.
All right. I'm sitting here like, wait a minute, knucklehead. You watched that. So
I know. I forgot.
So Trent got his leg.
Fucking dates.
He couldn't even walk, but he ended up winning. So FTR and Trent, they won that. As far as Red Velvet, oh my God, Red Velvet. She,
they are some interesting characters. I love Jay Lethal though. Jay Lethal's so fucking. He's so
I don't like who he aligned himself with.
No, you know what I miss though? I miss Jay Lethal going up against Ric Flair. Because I remember with the Woos and who was trying to be the better Ric Flair. And, you know, I give him credit. The dude knows how to resemble somebody because he's done it with a couple of other wrestlers. But he is funny as hell sometimes. So, but yeah, so it'll be, I love wrestling and it'll definitely be interesting with some of the stuff coming up, and the different events. The big one, obviously, like I said, you know, was the championship match for, Forbidden Door. I love that, you know, the different takes on their pay-per-views though. So, cause every one of them is different. They don't use the same pay-per-views, which is nice. Yeah, we all know how WWE is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And now we'll get to what I know everybody's been waiting for. That is the NFL news. And the biggest thing, the biggest news out of everything that's been going on is Richard Sherman is joining Amazon Prime Video Broadcasting. He's not retiring. I mean, let's be honest, that is way bigger than anything Tom Brady, you know, changing his hair color could do.
Right.
I'm just kidding. Wow, you're thought he was already retired. I didn't know.
what we need to talk about this idiot, your boy Watson.
Okay. Oh my God, that guy is such a freaking bonehead. So he's innocent though, right? That's what I read. He didn't do anything wrong. He never assaulted anybody.
I'm innocent. Apparently, there's numerous allegations of inappropriate sexual conduct during massage sessions.
I almost want to play his clip. It's a minute long. I almost want to play that and just be like, you're an idiot.
Now,
where's your attorney in all this that's allowing you to speak out? Like, what idiot of an attorney did you hire that allows you to say something? These are pending pending allegations. Nothing's been finalized. And your dumbass is out there saying, well, I didn't do nothing wrong. You have got to be either the dumbest person in the world and your attorney has got to be the dumbest attorney ever to allow you to speak out. Most people would say, don't say anything. Now, yes, he may have done that. And obviously Watson's an idiot who isn't going to listen anyways because, oh,
well, hold on. I'm gonna tell you what he's gonna do. Your Honor, during my massage therapy, she was bent over wearing tight yoga pants. Now you tell me you wouldn't touch the booty.
Oh,
I was
hold on. All right, I got. All right, I'm going to crank the volume because this is going to be the funny part. We're not going to do the whole thing because I don't want to get flagged.
I'm sure
that the NFL is going to be like, oh, vet, we know who you are, sir. This is unacceptable.
You're getting flagged.
We're not. Nothing's going to happen. Look at this bozo. You can tell just by the way he's confused here. He already knows that he didn't do nothing wrong.
What's going on?
I never forced anyone. I never assaulted anyone.
See, he never assaulted anyone. Straight from the horse's mouth, he never assaulted no one. He didn't do a thing wrong. So,
that's what, you know, I've been saying from the beginning, and I'm going to continue to do that. And until all the facts come out on the legal side, I have to continue to just, you know, go with the process.
What he means is I have to continue ignoring my attorney's advice by keeping my mouth shut and come out here and say I didn't do nothing wrong, folks. I'm innocent. I don't know why these ladies don't like me. I tried to pay them off, and they just didn't want my money.
the court of law. You know,
The court of law is going to fry your ass. I mean, not fry your ass, but you going to town, buddy. And if the court of law doesn't get you, the NFL. Hold on.
Can you turn this down? I met with the NFL a couple weeks ago, and I did everything they asked me to do. I answered every question truthfully.
You're a liar.
That the NFL asked me.
Liar.
I spent hours with the people that they brought down.
You're already stuttering.
All I can do is just tell them to be honest and tell them exactly what happened. And I know they have a job.
He admitted that he does regret the impact of the allegations.
He's such a fucking. He's already stuttering and stumbling. Like, you don't. Sir, do you have a teleprompter? At least follow the teleprompter. Can we get a new teleprompter for Mr. Watson, please? Come on. Get him a new teleprompter. Hell, I could even read better than that.
It's root beer. Look.
He's like, can I get out of here? I'm trying to get a commercial for Subway.
I don't even want to hear this guy no more anyway.
Yeah, it's over. The fact that he came out, well, I met with the NFL and, I did everything they asked. Yeah, you're still not going to play at week one. I'm sorry. And the Browns organization, you guys are idiots for signing him. So you have fun with a losing season. Let me know next season how that worked out for you. We're going to
Baker, how you doing? Hello.
Baker, we're sorry. We'll give you the keys to the city and we'll make you part owner. Can you help us, please?
Basket and a card. Sorry, card.
What's your thoughts on Von Miller saying he wasn't content riding off into the sunset with the Rams, and I'm just curious on your take on that statement.
He's not ready to retire, man. He wants to play some more football and
He got that ring went on his finger and he got a taste of victory and he wants more. He's hungry.
It's money, fame, prestige. Like I said, he got nothing to prove. He's got a championship. He can, he can retire. He can do commercials. He can do broadcasting. Yep. He can still play.
Yeah.
So
I think it's, there are those that once they get that win, they want more. There are those that just play for the love of the game, like Tom Brady. And then there are those that just wanted to keep getting money because, they got mouths to feed or their wife. They don't want to be home with the wife. And so they're going to keep playing until
kids.
Well, they got 10 kids and they got shit's expensive now, man. We can't afford that kind of stuff.
Baby mamas,
They moved up to Buffalo. He knows shit's expensive. You got to do what you got to do, right?
Some of these guys, though, their head says one thing, but their body is trying to tell them another. And I just hope he doesn't get any, serious injuries or nothing like
that. Yeah, I don't want to see him either. Not everyone is built, is designed like Tom Brady, where nothing, you just right. can play and Father Time can't, is, you're, actually, what I think it is Tom Brady is just immortal. So he can't die or be broken. I'm thinking he's the one, because
I think there can only be one. Scared, man. I think people are intimidated or something, man. Because me, I'd be knocking him on his old butt. I'd find a way to get to him and knock him out.
Chase Young wanted to do that his rookie season. Said, "I'm gonna knock your ass out. Yeah. I don't care who you are." I mean, he's, not the same Chase Young he was then. But anywho, I did happen to see, there were a couple of. Some key players that went to training camp and some that decided, I'm not going to go to mandatory training camp. Schultz is going back to the Cowboys camp. Bravo, I guess, for those that associate with being Cowboys fans. I mean,
is he like a Jason Witten?
No, there isn't. No, there was only one Jason Witten. I don't know if you can replicate that.
But did he not catch a lot of balls. He did the job. I mean, he did. He played the tight end position. Pay him, but I wouldn't give him top. I mean, I wouldn't give him like.
I would say pay him too, but the skipping mandatory training camps. That's an entitlement thing that these prima donnas get to do nowadays. You don't see people back in the 90s and the 80s and the 70s doing that shit. The coach would have whooped their tail.
You can find a tight end, man. You can find a tight end.
That's all you really got to say is, look, skip training camp. Guess what? Go find another team.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll pay you. Guess what? It's the NFL. Everybody on your team, every position, you're always replaceable. There's always somebody else that will gladly take your spot and outdo you so you can lose it and they can get that starting job.
I mean,
that's the nature of the game.
I mean, they still got receivers on that team.
Yeah. So I also, there was another one. What did I see? I saw Sauce got his number one jersey. He paid the rookie paid Reed for his number, so you know he got the number he wanted to play with. I think that's stupid, dude. Who the hell are you paying for jersey numbers? I think retire the jersey, or you play with what you know. You don't get to buy somebody else's jersey. You play with the jersey that you were given. Suck it up and deal with it. I don't care how good you were in college. It doesn't matter. That was college. This is the NFL. If we give you number 99, guess what? Your ass is going to be number 99. If you're 00, well, guess what? You're 00 and get out on the field and show us.
What should Kingsbury do with Kyler Murray?
I don't know. I don't know with that.
Because I heard he's praying to the Lord that he come back and the contract and everything.
I'd say cut your losses and move on. You don't need the drama.
You can't cut. What are you talking about, man? He's the star. There is nobody right now. There is nobody.
Cut your losses, move on. I hear San Francisco's got a quarterback that would gladly that they want to ship out. Just saying.
Nah, Jimmy and Eric. Nah, no.
Now we could say Jimmy and
Jimmy's. Because Hopkins would come walk up and slap Jimmy right upside his head. You saw me with my hand up. When I put my hand up, you throw that ball to my hand. Watch me catch
it. Oh, God, you start to sound like The Miz. When I put my hand up, yo, does this? Oh, shit. What was the other one? So what's your thoughts on McKinnon coming back to the Chiefs on a one-year deal?
Yeah, one-year deal. That's one-year deal's good, yeah. One-year deal.
All right. The other one that I'm curious on your thoughts are is Tyreek Hill said that Tua is way better and way more accurate than Patrick Mahomes. I know he's in the South. What the hell is he smoking?
Miami, he found something out there that was strong. Because that's like... First of all, you can't even put Patrick
I'm sorry. No. Tua has what has Tua done that even Tua doesn't even his name shouldn't even be even next to. He hasn't earned the right to be next to Patrick Mahomes' name.
No.
Maybe Jimmy G and Tua could be compared. Yeah. But hell, Jimmy G's more successful at this point.
Let me tell you what Hill's doing. It don't matter. Did you listen to the whole podcast?
It doesn't matter. I take excerpts. I don't have time to be listening to whole podcasts. That's not my show. This is my show.
So here's the thing. Hill's just talking smack. He got paid. He got money.
Oh, I know he did.
He got money. And but I guarantee you this. Mark my word. You heard it here, folks. In about a couple of years, he will be demanding to get the hell out of Miami.
I give you at the end of the season. I bet you 10-1 to be the end of this season. He won't last more than one season in Miami.
Because you're not going to get those passes that you got from Patrick. Ain't happening. Not happening. Not from Tua.
There's no way.
There's no way.
They're not on the same page. What'd you thought of Golden Tate signing with a summer college baseball team?
I like just, you know what? I like
I didn't know. I didn't realize it was a college baseball team at first, but I'm just like, what?
I like Tate.
So he's been a Lion, a Seahawk, a Giant, an Eagle, and now he's a lefty. Although I did see who I didn't I sent you a video of, was it, who was it that was hitting that hit that home run? Oh, it was the who's the court, Chicago's QB. I saw that clips circulating the internet.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why are you playing in the NFL? Why are you with the Bears? Cause if you're hitting home runs like that, I bet you the any team on the in MLB would love to sign you, because you probably won't be a sideshow like what's his, that sideshow's name? he was going to be a tight end. He used to be a QB, and he's not really relevant anymore.
Ew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, the guy that was from the good old Broncos, he did good for a while. He had a nice little run. Jeff said you should listen to the whole show for the context of his comment. Is it on the same? Is it on the same lines that I should understand Deshaun Watson's context of his statement that he's innocent and he never did nothing wrong? He never assaulted no one. Is it along those lines? Because if it is, I don't know how well I'm gonna believe that one.
So we do have some Washington Commanders.
Drama? When don't we have Washington drama?
Good Jack God. Del Rio's comments, the latest symptoms of the NFL ongoing cultural problem.
Yeah, well, what else is new? Ron Rivera on Jackie Boy's $100,000 fine. This is about him impacting the football team. What about Deshaun's lawyer said? Well, obviously, whatever his lawyer said, Deshaun don't know how to keep his mouth shut and just stay silent. Nothing says, let's incriminate myself, like keeping up saying, hey, I didn't do nothing. But look, the most concerning thing I have for Washington is, God damn it, get Terry McLaurin signed. So, swear to God.
He's talking about attorney Tony Busby, who represents the women suing Watson, that two more women are planning to file lawsuits against the quarterback. Busby said that a lawyer from Atlanta referred one of the women, and that the other woman reached out to him after watching the HBO Real Sports episode that aired the story on Watson. We were sent the video of the Watson press conference, Busby said. This dude, women are just coming everywhere. This is when he was getting worked on for, like,
I had to show. Sorry, he touched a. Well, you know, nobody likes Deshaun at this point. So why does Jack still have a job? Why does Dan Snyder still own the team?
Ouch!
I'm just, ouch. But. Well, Jeff, I mean, look, I agree with you on that. I don't understand why he has the job. Hell, I don't understand why Dan Snyder still owns the damn team. I mean, I don't know how much more can you bury this team into the grave than you already have over the last 20 years that you've owned it. You've essentially destroyed the team to the point where I hope to God somebody buys it and relocates them and changes everything. Because I'm so disgusted with every... I don't want any association that has your fingerprints, your DNA, anything to do with your name. Even the word Dan, I don't want anything to do with that. Because you have effectively destroyed the entire legacy of the Washington Redskins. Oops, did I say that? Sorry, I don't care. That's why I still have a job, too. But no, Ron Rivera said he understands McLaurin skipping the minicamp for the new contract. He's also said that he's not concerned. So I'm okay with that, because, you know, some coaches would be like, oh, skipping minicamp.
You got to understand, though, you can't just push out a billionaire, especially when the billionaire knows the other billionaires.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much dirt, it goes all the way to the top.
Gruden's about to get paid because the judge You know, he was recently in court, and the judge said, "You know what, Gruden, you're right, man. Nah, we gonna keep it going. He's gonna get
damn.
He's gonna get paid."
But I will say this: the biggest news, even bigger than Deshaun Watson and all the other news with Tua, the biggest news out of the NFL was Little Caesars is now the official sponsor. Never thought NBA I would live.
Is not the NFL, Jeff. The NBA did
with two different things.
That's two different things.
Hold off on your NBA nonsense. we're talking about the most traumatic, gigantic news I never thought I'd ever see.
Right.
Somebody out pizzaed the Hut. I didn't think it was possible, but Little Caesars has officially out pizzaed the Hut and is now the official sponsor of the NFL. So, I mean.
Hey, I worked at Little Caesars when I was in high school, man. I was the sauce boy.
That sounds so
high school. Oh, man. Hey, Nicole, my wife, who's back there, she worked the front cash register, and I was in the back putting on the sauce. I was commenting on Ray's billionaire comment.
I knew you were just giving you a hard time.
So the difference is that they had the Clippers guy recorded his mistress recorded him. So he had all that recorded. The thing with Dan Snyder is Dan Snyder, man, he's got books. And he had a book for here and he had a book here, but he wasn't showing, you know, the
difference is the Clippers owner was an idiot and Snyder is smart. He's hiding shit, but he's doing it the smart way, and one could potentially say it's kind of like blackmailing the other owners because he's got so much dirt on everybody. Exactly. Nobody can do nothing.
You gotta understand those boys gotta like a vote to get him out. Okay? And guess what? Ain't gonna happen.
crazy. I know. I saw that. I was like, "Damn!" I've never. I'm always. It was Papa John's. Then it was Pizza Hut, and you know. And I always go to the Pizza Hut commercials with that one comedian from Hot Tub Time Machine.
Oh yeah.
Damn Apple!
Yeah. Damn you, Apple! How dare you mess with FIFA?
I was waiting.
Oh my god! I when I heard that deal went down, the first person I thought of was Vet. I was like, "Oh my god!" Because Vet, he's always talking about.
Hey, look! I have said this from day one on whether it's with gaming and sports. I've said, "Watch out for Apple." I have tweeted this from the get go. I have been stating, "Watch out for Apple because they will." Apple's no joke. They've got more money than they. If they wanted to buy Sony, they could. They got enough of it. They're not going to. But mark my words, they will. They have soccer. They have Major League Soccer, U.S. Soccer. They're in the works to get baseball. They're gonna get NBA. They're gonna get NHL, and they will have NFL Sunday Ticket and NFL Red Zone next season. I said they're gonna have it all, and the fact is, people will love it. Because there's the issue when you have these other, like, you know, the NBA sports package or NFL Sunday Ticket or, you know, the baseball or all of these. If you're in that region and it's not on your television, you still can't watch it. Because there's this thing that the networks have called a blackout where you can't watch that shit. It doesn't matter if I signed up for like the MLB TV, the paid subscription that costs a buttload of money. If I signed up for it, I still can't watch. Like, if I was a Twins fan, I can't watch Twins games because guess what? Regional blackout. But if Apple has it, I can watch it because it's on Apple's network. It's not tied to their stuff. It's going to be – so it does away with all of that. That's the reason that I'm okay with, like, them getting the NFL because I don't have to worry about watching all of that nonsense, and I can watch all the games I want plus my Washington games. So I think Apple doing all of this – it's a win for it. May on paper up front it looks bad, but if you look at it all, it's a win for the fans.
Yeah, it may not be for Google fans that don't like Apple, but
remind me to send you a box of tissue on Christmas Eve, though, when you're Washington, play my 49ers.
That's going to be a Christmas miracle, like I stated. Who will be the new Super Bowl halftime sponsor? I misread that. I thought you were already asking. I thought he was asking who was going to be the halftime show, because I don't know if they're definitely not going to be able to get J-Lo and Shakira, because J-Lo is already bitching online about how she just felt disrespected because she had to share her time with Shakira. And I was just like, well.
Hey, two big old booties on stage. I was happy.
And I was like, you know what? You can share all the time you want.
Shakira shaking and J-Lo's booty. I'm here for Jeff only for
You knew Ron was gonna come in with that.
Yeah, put the link in for Ron. All right, and y'all go
send him a Twitter DM. Don't put that link in there.
Exactly.
But I honestly, I don't know who they would go for this time around. I mean, I'd love to see some. You know, I want to see some like country or something. You know, like that. I don't care for all the hip hops and the rock and roll and all that stuff. I'd be okay with some, you know,
country. They went with rap. So sponsor NFL can get rid
of. I mean, I like the, I kind of agree. I'd just be okay with just football too, but still, you know, they're not going to get rid of that, Jeff. That's like a ridiculous amount of money.
CFL Great Cup, you get rid of your halftime show, which I actually enjoyed the halftime show.
But you know what? He probably said that because of the rap halftime show. He probably did not say that when J-Lo and Shakira were up there.
Ron says we need more wardrobe malfunction. Let me tell you, when that happened, we were at the store. Which one are we talking about?
Because there's been a lot of them. Are we talking about the Jackson one?
Justin Timberlake, yeah, when he went at the end of the song, "Happy Nigga."
Dude, I remember that. I remember reading about that. They said that TiVo was a thing. They said that was the most recorded thing on TiVo in the history of television.
Grandpa moved the kids out the way.
Every kid in America was like, you know, every mom was like, oh my God, come here, this son.
I've been to games and I've seen streakers streak across the field and showed more stuff than that little whatever, you know? I mean, good Lord.
Oh, man. Time sponsor. I don't know who the hell was going to be a half. I didn't even know. Was that even a thing? I never paid attention. Half the time, you know what I do on at halftime, Jeff?
Man. You got to have food. You got to have food. It's got to be a food.
Jeff, what I do at halftime is I'm in the kitchen getting more food that literally takes up the entire halftime show. As soon as I get back into the living room, the game starts. That's how long it takes me to pile up my plate full of food, drink, set up everything again, restock it all, and then I'm good. So I don't really care. I mean, if it's food, I'm good. Chicken wings up there. I'm okay with that.
I saw what Jeff had. I see Jeff took a picture, and I think Jeff had like ribs and wings.
Yes, I've heard of a Pepsi halftime show. I'm a Coke fan, though. Well, that sounded really bad.
I'm a Pepsi folk, but I love Coke too. But I'm Pepsi.
I'm on a diet, so I like my Fresca. I like my fancy stuff.
I had pizza, man. I think I had pizza and I had soda.
I will say I saw Jeff's Super Bowl food too. I was thoroughly impressed with that.
Jeff eats pretty good, man. They got some good stuff out there. And
I don't want to see you. What I don't want to see is you jumping in the ocean again, and your short shorts and all that.
I gotta show you what a beaver tail is, man. I gotta show you a beaver tail. And I'm not talking about an actual beaver tail, but they have a pastry in Canada that it's this pastry, and it has like Nutella and Reese's Pieces. I mean, you can put all kinds of stuff on it. It's huge.
I don't know if I'm pronounced. I'll let you pronounce that. I'm struggling with that one.
I think he says panties.
Penny's. I mean, if that's it, I mean, I'm
halftime show.
I'd be okay with that too, if that's what you're talking about. But
what's wrong with you, Jeff, come on, man, it's kids that watch
football. Hey, Jeff, what you think of Dalton Schultz attending minicamp? Is pinty? I mean, are you sure the Y is not supposed to be an A? Because if that's the case, then yes, it is a thing in the U.S. I didn't even think they had a women's NFL, a football league that was based around that thing. That's all they seemed to wear when they were playing football. But
You know what? Schultz better show up because he's not an elite tight end. He's not elite. He's good. He can catch some balls from Dak, but he's not elite.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, yeah. So I don't know. CEO Kevin Demoff is optimistic the Rams are going to sign Odell. So.
Odell did play. He got hurt.
He got hurt, but he played.
He played.
And even when he doesn't play, if he's on the field, he makes it. You have to change your game plan when he's out there. Doesn't matter what. He could literally just be standing there, you know, twiddling his thumbs.
I want a Will Smith and Chris Rock halftime show.
Oh, damn.
That's just messed up.
You know what? I wouldn't mind seeing that too. Though. Next, you know what? If they went like celebrity deathmatch style, I'd be okay with that.
Ooh, they need to
either that. You know what? Maybe they could do Beavis and Butthead. I hear they're coming back with a new show or a new movie. So you know, maybe they'll get them for the halftime show.
Look for Jimmy probably going to Seattle, folks.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy G was trending on Twitter. I didn't actually read any of it, but I figured I didn't need to.
Well, so. These camps, man, you get to see the players, and if they're not playing good or up to the standards that they need to, you got to start making decisions and stuff. So
do we say that Aaron Rodgers and company are still contenders without Devontae Adams? Real quick before we end the show, because I know we're like basically at that time, but I'm just curious on your thoughts.
You
know on what?
You're gonna hate me for this, but as much as you love and you love him, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers is clutch and he's elite too. He may not have the rings. As many rings as Tom Brady.
I will agree with you. I will agree with you on that.
He has turned receiver. He has turned people that had came on the teams with nobodies, and he threw the ball and made them superstars.
There are only, I would say, three quarterbacks that can do that. Tom Brady, which we know he's done that with the Bucs. He did that he was known for that in New England. Mm-hmm. Rodgers has some unworldly way of doing that. And I'm going to put Patrick Mahomes on there because Mahomes has a way of doing the same thing. Well, so, I brought up, are we concerned about Mahomes with the situation that he has? Part of me says, and I know I've said, yeah, I am concerned, but there's a part of me that knows that he has that gift to make people better.
Look for Patrick Mahomes, though. You got the dude in Buffalo, Allen. You got the dude in L.A., Herbert. These guys are going to be the next elite guys coming up.
Allen has already shown that he's on that path. Yeah. Jeff said Adams will not be Adams Adams will not be Adams with Carr.
I'm telling you guys, Raiders, they're going to be elite.
You're not going to see the Adams-Rodgers duo.
No.
But
I agree.
Carr is not a bad quarterback. He's not an Aaron Rodgers, not a Patrick Mahomes. He's not a Tom Brady, but he is still up there. You give him the right talent, I think he could do very well. You put the right pieces with the Raiders, they could be they could be like the Bengals. I mean, let's be honest. Who the hell thought the Bengals were going to make it to the Super Bowl? I mean, besides me. Because, you know, I called that from the beginning and was right. But I'm just saying the Raiders could very easily do the same thing.
Yeah, but you're talking about the old Raiders. This is the new Raiders now. And Carr and Adams played in college. Okay? And they were a really good tandem, elite tandem in college when they played for Fresno.
Wait, so, does...
Carr throws too many does Rodgers not throw interceptions?
8-9 this season. Clip this so you can see I'm right.
8-9, my ass. Or wait, which team are you talking about?
I think you're talking about the Cowboys.
Oh yeah. Well, you did say that Dak was talking about running the ball more. You know, and we saw how that works out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the Cowboys. Man, let's wrap it up, man. Because he's gonna be trolling, throwing this stupid stuff in here.
All right, guys. Well, that is it for us. We'll be back here next Tuesday night, same time, same place, same locations. Twitch, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. You guys can hit us up. You know us all on our social medias. Vet Club Gaming. Ray3473 over on Twitter. We're always around within the social media aspect of things, the gaming side of things, the sports side of things. Who knows what we'll be talking about? I'm sure we'll be talking about, you know, Theory and Bobby Lashley getting, you know, some weird shit going on or something. Hopefully there won't be any more baby oil because that was kind of weird. But who knows? We'll be, you know, we'll have that. Maybe we'll have an update on some AEW news, some Wardlow news, because I'm sorry, guys, Wardlow. He is my favorite, one of my favorites.
Warrior. Hey, Jeff. Warrior.
It's kind of like Wardlow, but Warriors. You wouldn't know about it. You don't have a winning team right now.
Colorado's winning the Stanley Cup, folks.
Let's go, Lightning. Woo-hoo, Lightning.
Colorado Avalanche will be.
You know what? What'll actually happen? That'll mean Tampa. There'll be two Tampa Bay teams getting titles this year. The Lightning and
Tampa ain't getting a title, bro. Tampa
Lightning and the Bucks. Hot damn. Tampa
is not getting the title.
I'm just kidding. It's okay. It's actually going to be Washington getting the Super Bowl. When hell freezes over. Guys, I'm Oh, man.
I didn't know you guys did this show. Yes, we do
sports. Yes, two games every... It's not on our local channels. You got to get that premium channel. It's called the Sportscast. So make sure you hit the subscribe button. We're here every Tuesday night. If you like,
and all the other guys on the Sportscast.
Yeah, Thursday nights you can catch Jersey Boys Sports Show. There's stuff going on all the time, every day, literally. Sundays there's NBA. Santiago does soccer on Wednesdays. I cannot keep up with the schedule. We're going to have to break out the old school teleprompter schedule that used to be on the basic cable that when you missed it, you were effed and you had to wait for it to go scroll through again because we're getting up there with the amount of shows we got. But you'll see us here every Tuesday night. We talk NFL. We talk AEW, you know, wrestling, hockey, football, baseball, literally everything. If it's sports, we'll talk about it. If it's comedy related to sports, we'll find a way to spin it and make it funny. So, you know, usually if it's the Cowboys, there's always something to laugh about. So
shout out to Ron. Shout out to Dude Games.
Dude Games, Jeff, Ray, everybody that's in the chat. You guys are awesome. We'll see you guys here on the next one. We are out of here.